to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Friday, September 10th, 2010. End of the week, Pau Hana Friday. And if you don't know what I mean by that, in Hawaiian, Pau means work. Oh, no, Pau means finished, and Hana means work. So, Pau Hana, it's the end of the week, and we're just gliding into the weekend. Although, obviously, this weekend, a little more stressful. As you know, tomorrow is the 9th anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center, commonly known as 9/11. And this, of course, was the event, the world-changing, history-making event that launched America's military campaign into Afghanistan, which didn't actually have anything to do with 9/11 that anybody can prove, and then into Iraq, which actually Bush and Cheney have already admitted Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11, and then Yemen, and they didn't have anything to do with it, and Somalia, and, well, they didn't have anything to do with it either, so we're still trying to figure out where we get this connection from 9/11 and all these countries we've invaded, especially as our so-called leaders stand at the border and start sneering at Iran, which appears to be the next one they're trying to sell us. And as you have no doubt picked up over the last couple of weeks here, there has been a non-stop media propaganda campaign on the corporate television networks and in the newspapers and everything, basically bashing Muslims. And they were pushing this whole Ground Zero mosque thing and the Quran burning in Florida, which we think is off, but we don't know. That's still kind of up in the air, and frankly, who cares? Because the real goal has been to remind everybody that Muslims did 9/11. Muslims did 9/11. Muslims did 9/11. Frankly, methinks the government and the media protest too much. If it was that obvious that Muslims did 9/11, there would be no need for this constant propagandization going on. And we've had, you know, National Geographic has devoted the entire last week, you know, almost nonstop to 9/11 and Giuliani's 9/11 and how he saw things. And it was amazing for all that coverage they gave him. They never did get around to asking just who told him that World Trade Center 7 was going to collapse. Because it's on video. Giuliani says, yeah, we got out of my emergency command center that was in building number 7 because we were told it was going to come down. And that's a rather amazing admission. And subsequently, people went back and said, who told you? And he said, oh, I never really said that. I never really said that. Pay no attention to that video out there on YouTube. You know, if you pay attention to those videos on YouTube that cast doubt in the official version, the terrorists will have won. But no, he actually did say that he was told that the building was going to come down. Then later on, when he was asked who told him that, he said, well, no, I didn't really say that. A lot of stuff out there on YouTube, in their own words, that we need to be paying attention to. But the bottom line is, on 9/11, no steel-framed building had ever collapsed from fire. Sir, and, you know, building number 7, being a federal building, was built way beyond code. It was far more fireproof, far more bomb-resistant than ordinary buildings. And so there was no reason anybody would have known it was coming down ahead of time unless they had their finger on the detonator button. So that's why this is an important question. Who told Giuliani, get the heck out of that building, it's going to be coming down? Probably the same person who told BBC ahead of time that the building was coming down, which led to that embarrassment, where BBC is saying, Building 7 has collapsed, and it's still standing there behind the talking head. So, anyway, we're still waiting here for Lenny Charles from INN to be joining us on the air. He's supposed to be here, and the control room is saying, I can't hear him. Well, if he doesn't show up, we've got plenty to talk about on our own. Number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we're coming up to the end of the introductory segment. We're going to take a little break and come on back. And just we're spending most of today talking about 9/11. And we're spending most of the day talking about being very careful about falling for a false flag attack ever again, because the people who love to start wars love to play dirty. We'll be right back. Stay tuned and aloha.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabyte.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabyte and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartabyte is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about 9/11. We're waiting for Lenny Charles from INN World Report to join us. He's apparently tied up in his previous interview, went a little bit long. He's such a popular guy. Everybody loves him, but he will be with us here probably sometime during this segment. Meanwhile, I want to go back and talk about YouTube and 9/11, because every time there's an anniversary, and I expect next year, which is going to be the 10-year anniversary, it's going to be even better, people go back through their camcorder tapes and their digital memory, and they find all the video that they shot on 9/11, and they put it up on YouTube. And every time they do, more and more video surfaces that shows the actual smoke and flash from Qatar charges. We put a couple of those up at What Really Happened over the last couple of days. It is becoming more and more obvious all three buildings were brought down by controlled demolition. They were built to withstand the impact of jet aircraft, because this is not the first time aircraft have hit the tall buildings in New York City. There was an incident where a B-25 lost in the fog crashed into the Empire State Building, which, by the way, remained standing afterwards. These buildings are built to survive these kinds of accidents. And here we have both World Trade Towers collapsing after being struck by passenger jets, and World Trade Center 7 collapsing even though nothing hit it. The prevailing theory here is that Flight 93 was intended to hit Building Number 7, and you can hear it in the Nodet Brothers documentary, 9/11. The firefighters are told by government officials a third aircraft is on its way into New York. The most logical conclusion is that Flight 93, was intended to be crashed into building number 7, then building number 7 would be brought down, and the psychological impact of 9/11 would be that much greater on the American psyche, along with the bombing of the George Washington Bridge, which did not succeed because the guys in the truck full of explosives were arrested, and they're very quietly deported along with the dancing Israelis. Another video we did put up there, another video that we did find scouring through for older things, was John Kerry on tape admitting that Building 7 was brought down in a controlled manner because it was perceived as a danger to everybody. And Kerry obviously does not know anything about controlled demolition, because there's no way somebody went in on a moment's notice and rigged the building to come down straight into its own footprint. It would have taken a lot of work. So Kerry just says in a moment of candor, yeah, they thought the building was going to be dangerous, so they decided to bring it down in a controlled manner. Boom. Kerry, your cover is blown. Thank you very much for that one. Another story that we went back and resurrected, as you are probably already aware about the so-called dancing Israelis, these Mossad agents who were working, they were using this urban moving systems as a cover. And apparently the other two Israelis who were caught with the van with the mural on the side, which made it all very, very suspicious, they were also Israeli ex-military and Mossad agents and everything. But another story I found going back there is right after 9/11, the FBI had arrested 60 Israelis in connection with 9/11. 60 Israelis. Not just the three dancing, high-fiving Israelis, not just the two in the van. But 60 Israelis were held in connection with 9/11. And then very quickly the FBI said, oh, no, there's nothing there. Get rid of them. And they were either released, most of them went right back to Israel. The owner of Urban Moving Systems, Dominic Suter. And, you know, I just, okay, I just had a memory come back about something else. This Dominic Suter fled the United States, abandoned his home, abandoned his business, went right back to Israel the day after 9/11. Interestingly enough, SBA records show that Urban Moving Systems got $250,000 loan from the Small Business Association of America, federally guaranteed. That money was never paid back in July of 2001. And he just took the money and, you know, was providing cover to these Israeli Mossad agents, and he just disappears. There's something funny going on there. We have a poll at the front page of whatreallyhappened.com asking, who did 9/11? And the choices are Osama bin Laden, Israel, the U.S., and the final choice is Israel and the U.S. together, and that is the overwhelming favorite among the people taking the poll here. Another story that we found, we mentioned it briefly yesterday, we've reprised it on whatreallyhappened.com today, is Robert Mueller, the head of the FBI, has admitted in public comments, speeches, there is absolutely no evidence that links the 9/11 named hijackers to 9/11 itself. Now, Mueller takes the position about, this just proves how dastardly clever they were, that we can't find any evidence that links them to the crime. But trust us, we all know they're guilty, because after all, the TV set has been telling us they've been guilty, you know, for months and months and months on end. I'm sorry, in a nation under the rule of law, where proof of guilt beyond a reasonable doubt is required before conviction, either in court or in the media, if there's no evidence linking these named hijacks to 9/11, then we have to start asking, okay, where does the evidence lead? Well, it turns out there is evidence. There is evidence that was confiscated during the arrest of all of these 60 Israelis that is now classified by the U.S. government, according to Carl Cameron, in his four-part series on Fox News on the Israeli spy ring that was being rounded up at the time of 9/11, the largest foreign spy ring ever uncovered in the United States history, run by Israel, our so-called friend. And Carl Cameron reported on Fox News that evidence linking these arrested Israelis to 9/11 did exist, but it was classified by the U.S. government. Now, as soon as this story went out on Fox News, AIPAC immediately hurled the defy and screamed anti-Semitism and demanded Fox News remove this report from their website, and Fox News complied. Now, this is before AIPAC was hit with their own spy scandal, in which it was revealed that AIPAC, from whom members of Congress still take money, was part of an intelligence conduit that reached all the way from Ariel Sharon's and now, of course, Netanyahu's office in Israel through AIPAC to their agents in place inside the U.S. government. In the case of this particular scandal, Larry Franklin, who was inside the Pentagon Office of Special Plans, from which was coming all of the so-called evidence regarding the Iraq War. So, and then AIPAC was hit with their own spy scandal. ADL's been hit with their own spy scandal. Speaking of ADL, you may have been as surprised as I was to see the cover of the current issue of Time magazine at the newsstands, in which the cover story is a very critical analysis of Israel's commitment to the so-called peace process with the Palestinians. And I was very surprised and somewhat gratified to see Time magazine basically come out and say that Israel's desire for wealth and the property of the Palestinians is superseding their desire for any kind of peace in the Middle East. And of course, that came hard on the heels of Netanyahu coming out and saying, well, any agreements that we arrive at with the Palestinians will take decades to implement. In other words, he'll be dead and gone before peace actually happens, you know, in any kind of a, you know, and it's another dodge here. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. Lenny Charles is joining us from INN World Report in New York. Lenny, I know you're really, really busy. I hope you can spend some time with us today. What is your response here to 9/11 9 years after?
My response is that we must keep the spirit of investigating 9/11 alive. We must not let this issue die. This issue has turned our world upside down. And one of the ways that we're trying to do that is to get people talking, keep people talking, try to take hate and resentment out of the air, try to nurture a dialogue between those that like the government story, don't like the government story. But no matter what side of the story you're on, everybody agrees that our world has been turned completely upside down in many different ways, and that's what the conference is about. At the end of the conference, though, we are allowing a presentation. We call it the Science of 9/11, Myths and Miracles, and we're going to take a look at both the government story and the alternative story. And that panel is staffed with incredible people. This will be the first United States appearance of Dr. Nils Harrod after he published the paper, Active Thermetic Material Found in World Trade Center Dust Samples, along with Steve Jones. Kevin Ryan's on the panel. He'll be there, and I think seven others. Incredible paper. A lot of people in Europe knew about it. Here in this country, on the mainland, it's not a very well-known piece. It's been peer-reviewed. It's a pretty incredible document. But anyway, that particular panel is going to be allowed to counter or be challenged on the official story. All the other panels are going to be looking at things like privacy, security. One panel is called Goodbye Fourth Amendment, and I'm surrounded right now by Annie Michon and Colleen Rowley, and I just had Catherine Albrecht on the phone, who's taking the train down to join us, and Ray McGovern's on the way up from D.C. That's going to be a very interesting panel. After that, we actually have Cindy Sheehan and Sarah Flounders and Elaine Brower and Mathis Chereau. Several of those names should be familiar, I hope, because Sarah Flounders is one of the largest organizers of protest, you know, trying to stop, prevent the war in Iraq. She brought millions of people to the streets back before the invasion. Cindy Sheehan, everyone knows. Elaine yes. Brower, son is in the military. She has been an anti-war mom. And Mathis Chereau is the very brave soldier who said, I'm not going back into that war. You got too big of a lie going on. He stood up on the steps of the Capitol and made that announcement, so we're happy to have him. He was very instrumental in the group, Iraq Veterans Against the War. The final panel of Saturday, if I may continue,
yes,
is called Rule of Law, Speak Truth to Power and Pay the Price, and that panel has on it Cynthia McKinney, former Georgia Congresswoman, Governor Don Siegelman, former Alabama governor that was picked up in the U.S. attorney scandal and his prosecution and imprisonment were...
Hey, Lenny, we've got to take a break here. Got to take a break. Hold that thought. I do want to come back and hear about the rest of the panels. Lenny, if I'd had the financial means to do it, I would be there with you at that panel tomorrow, but we are there with you in spirit. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Thank you. Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remain?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Lenny Charles out of INN World Report and talking about this huge, you know, all these activities taking place tomorrow in New York, across the country, around the world, regarding 9/11. And you were finishing up about the, about this last panel that's taking place.
Are we back?
Yeah, we're back. We were talking about, you were starting to talk about
the panel, rule of law. What a panel.
Yeah.
Senator Mike Gravel. He's in some ways responsible for ending the Vietnam War. He certainly read the Pentagon Papers into the national record back in the day when he was a freshman senator. He's been a candidate, a libertarian. He tried to be the candidate for the Libertarian Party. He was running for the Democratic position for president. And I hear he has a TV show out called President Mike. It's coming out. It's still being filmed. Pretty amazing stuff. He's been a lifelong activist and representative of a lot of different issues. And also, George Galloway, British parliamentarian, who we worked with over the years, we get along very well with, he's supposed to attend, but now we hear he's having immigration problems, probably due to the fact that the Canadians don't like him as much as they could, but we're not sure about that. He still may pop up. He was scheduled to come for sure. So Cynthia McKinney, George Galloway, if he can make it, Governor Don Siegelman, and Mike Gravel, my partner in crime, Tom Kiley, is going to be the moderator of that panel. So that's going to be kind of interesting there. For that, the panel that we talked about a little earlier, the one with all the intelligence agency folks on a goodbye Fourth Amendment is being moderated by Daniel Sunjata, who is in the TV series, popular TV series, Rescue Me. So that'll be an interesting panel. Now,
well, is there a way for people who are listening to this broadcast who cannot actually get to the venue, is there a way to watch it online in real time?
Yes, there is, and I should be saying that every 15 seconds or so. If you can't make it to New York, if you're as far away as Hong Kong or Hawaii or anywhere else, you can go to the website, howtheworldchanged.org, and there is a little, there's a link there that will take you to the live stream access. And there's a gentleman here, George Butler, who's facilitating that, and he's going to be streaming most of the events. He's going to be streaming almost all the conference, and he's going to be streaming some street events. He's also going to be streaming another event, which is being hosted by one of our co-sponsors, We Are Change New York. They're doing a larger rally for 700 people, but it's not being filmed as professionally. They're going to be doing that at All Souls Church in New York, and that'll be live-streamed also. Many speakers, but it won't be the moderated panel format, so that's going to be pretty darn good, too. And that's being brought to you by We Are Change. But the live stream is, I'm on the website right here. Let me scroll up a little bit and see if I can find the link.
Well, I'm looking at howtheworldchanged.org right now, and just to sort of get my own plug in there, I know that they're having a We Are Change event over in Vancouver that I'm going to be a phone guest on during part of the day, and I did a pre-record for a We Are Change event that's down on the Big Island here in Hawaii that I believe may have already been broadcast over their local radio station, rather TV station. So, you know, these events are taking place all over, and everybody needs to get involved, and we all need to get our voices out there and send a very simple message to our corporate media and our government. We don't believe the official story of 9/11, and the reason for that has nothing to do with 9/11 itself. You know, government operates from the principle, if at first you don't succeed, lie again. They're trying to start a new war in Iran. They got the existing wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and Somalia and Yemen with the original 9/11. If they can't get traction pushing into Iran, they're going to try a new one, unless we can make them doubt that such a stunt is going to be believed. And that's why it's important for everybody to get involved in these panels.
Well, Mike, it's important to make sure everybody knows we're not going away.
No.
And this year, we're coming out stronger than ever. People thought, well, it's just going to fade into history. You know, it doesn't really... It's like the JFK assassination, which was a tragic event, and we got another president. Our world, you know, and we sort of continued along the same path. It was, you know, more aggression, more into the Vietnam War, but what 9/11 did to our society has almost never been done before, except for perhaps by a major war, like World War II, the changes that came about after that. And we don't, you know, my model is, I know what I believe. My job is not to sell you about demolitions, about thermite, about anything else. Other people can do that. My job is simply to keep everybody with their eyes open, keep an open mind, and let's try to facilitate a dialogue. And if a light bulb goes off in your head like it did in mine and so many others so many years ago, great. If it doesn't, we still need to keep a dialogue open. We still need to move forward, and we still need to certainly discuss issues which are related to it, like how our world changed after 9/11. And that's once again why we're putting this conference together. The conference is not a 9/11 truth conference per se. However, we're not limiting that. We are not saying it wouldn't be if somebody wants to talk about that on a panel, that's okay too. If somebody wants to talk about Israel and perhaps their involvement, that's okay. We don't censor around here. We really want to facilitate dialogue and have people throw questions out and have answers and have people really, really get into it so that at least at the end of it, they can see that they're talking. They're not just, you know, throwing literary hand grenades over the fence like we've seen so many journalists do.
Okay. We need to take one more break for commercials. Can you stay with us for one more segment?
One more segment, Mike. Look forward to it.
All right, we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back with Lenny Charles from INN World Report and howtheworldchanged.org after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Lenny Charles out of INN World Report in New York. They're getting ready tomorrow, obviously, for a lot of observances for the 9th anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center. And Lenny, I want to comment on something you said in the last segment where you said you're trying to organize your panel free of the rancor and emotional content that seems to have overlaid 9/11 for the last 9 years. And, of course, obviously, in hindsight, that was a big reason for the staging of the attack on the World Trade Towers. We had the Project for the New American Century, their internal document, Rebuilding America's Defenses, in which they state flat out they need a new Pearl Harbor in order to move their agenda forward. And ever since 9/11 has happened, there's been this constant media, corporate media, pounding of this constant reminder, the terrorists are out there. We've got to strike them first. And a lot of people have equated the attack on the World Trade Towers and the subsequent push for war with Adolf Hitler's staged attack on the radio towers in Gliwice, Germany, which was blamed on the Poles in order to trigger an invasion of Poland and, of course, the subsequent World War II. And I like I said, the reason for really calling attention to the complexities and the inconsistencies in the official story of 9/11 is not because we're ever going to get this government to admit their culpability or their guilt or even that they lied. Anybody who's expecting that we're someday going to see anybody in the government stand up and say, well, you're right, you caught us, we did it, it's not going to happen. You know, these individuals who committed this crime will go to their graves, you know, insisting that, you know, it's true, and anybody who says otherwise is just being an anti-Semite, so forth and so on. The point of studying and familiarizing the rest of the country with the use of thermite, the obvious lies and deceptions that went to 9/11 is so that we are on guard against a repeat. So that
Mike,
we can, yeah.
I have to challenge you on one thing. First, let's hope they go to their graves first and we're able to at least get our message out in a more respectable way. But there's one thing you said earlier, you made, well, we'll have to start a debate right now. We're jumping the gun here for tomorrow, but, you were saying about Adolf Hitler and that he used nationalism in a couple, and of course the Reichstag fire and the radio tower that you mentioned. But I think in this country, we had one model for a panel which unfortunately didn't pan out, and that was 9/11 the perfect economic stimulus package? Okay, and back in the day for Germany, they were able to rally around their flag, around their issues. Today, this seems to be the big corporations hiding behind the curtain, making things happen, whether we like it or not. We see this in business development and the growth of capitalism seem to be the most important thing to many of these people. That's the way the economic engine runs. So therefore, could 9/11 have been the perfect economic stimulus package? And I think if you look at that model, you know, fascism, and that's we're seeing a lot of people have certainly made that analogy, you know, if fascism is defined as the merger of governments and corporations, then let's keep our eyes open or our noses open than everything else. So it's a little different from the German model, but I think it'll certainly give you the same result at the end of the day.
I would agree with you. I don't think it's going to be much of a debate because I agree with you. And if you go back to Major General Smedley Butler and his comment about war being a racket, war has been used as economic stimulus for the United States at least since the end of World War II when Eisenhower got up and warned us all about the military-industrial complex. And, you know, George Carlin used to say, you know, why is America always in these wars? Well, because we're good at it and we make money at it, just going out and killing the brown people. And he was absolutely right, you know, and there's no question, as we've seen in the corporate media going back this entire last week, there's almost a panic, a feel of panic. They've got to resell the official story of 9/11 to all of America. And I've been watching the overnights. And people aren't even tuning into these shows, all these little documentaries and specials, you know, to put out there to reinforce the official mythology. People are not watching them, by and large. They're getting really lousy numbers.
Well, I have to tell you, here in New York, it's Fashion Week, and all eyes are on the new fashion. So 9/11, just the timing was absolutely hideous as far as, you know, a 9/11 conference during Fashion Week. But that's when the day fell, and we had to go forward with it.
Well, you know, I think probably you'll get a lot of attention tomorrow, and we're certainly going to do our part to try and throw the focus on there. I am going to put the link for your real-time feed up at the top of What Really Happened Tomorrow.
Thank you.
People will go in and visit, and like I said, if there's any way I could have been there, I would have loved to have been there. Sometimes I feel, you know, very much limited being out here in the middle of the Pacific Ocean that I cannot get to the mainland for a lot of these events, at least on our current budgetary restrictions. So, you know, I'm going to wish you a lot of luck, and I know you got other interviews coming up. Is there anything else you'd like to say before you leave?
Well, if I could do it in 30 seconds, the first panel on Sunday is called Islamophobia and the Rise of Hate in the U.S., moderated by Reem Khatkhoudia and Enver Massoud, and it has on it Abid Ayoub, Imam Mahdi Bray, Ashia El Adawiya, and Amin Nafari. Panel after that features Peter Dale Scott, Mark Crispin Miller, Michael Parenti, and journalist Joe Loria. And our final panel, actually there's one more panel, which I think is very interesting because Mike Rupert, who we all remember, is coming out and participating in our conference. And that's being moderated by Dick Gregory, of all people.
Wow.
Dick Gregory is the moderator. Mike Rupert's on. Hank Alborelli, who we know from the author of A Terrible Mistake, The Murder of Frank Olson, the CIA's Cold War Experiments, political thinker and activist and radio host Ralph Shoman, who is the creator, along with Maya Shone, of Taking Aim, and Gary Franchi, who I think is more familiar to your audience, who's the founder of the Lone Lantern Society and Restore the Republic. So that's that panel. And the last panel is the science panel, which we talked about at the very beginning. So it's going to be an interesting situation here for a couple of days.
Well, I look forward to it, and like I said, I'm going to put the link up at my website to drive people to see the broadcast. And, you know, I really do want to thank you for spending time. I know you're really busy pulling all this stuff together, and I wish you guys a lot of luck. And I'll certainly be watching as the panels unfold.
One last thing, howtheworldchange.org. Go to the website. They can give you a clearer picture than I can, or the website can. Thank you again, Mike.
You got it. Thanks very much for spending time with us, and I'm going to put that link up at my website right now for everybody to go follow. All righty, so that was Lenny Charles from INN World Report, and he's a longtime friend of WhatReallyHappened.com. When I was with the other network, we ran the INN news feed in the show, and we got a lot of good information coming through that. These panels coming up in New York, definitely a must-see look in. There are a lot of questions that remain. But ultimately, the bottom line is the message that is going out there is we, the American people, know we were not given the truth about 9/11, either by the corporate media or by the government. And the fine details, we don't need to argue about that much any longer. The government plants, the informants, the undercover shills, Cass Sunstein's little trolls all over the internet would love to goad us and trick us into spending the rest of our all too short lives into arguing over the fine minutiae. Don't fall for it. We already know all that we need to know. We got lied to. This government lies to the people. They lied to us about Saddam's nukes. They lied to us about the Gulf of Tonkin. They lied to us about the USS Maine. They've lied to us about John F. Kennedy, and they lied to us about 9/11. What we need to do, the time has come for the American people to take a moment, a little pause, and say, what are we going to do about a government that lies to us? We're going to go on giving them our money and the lives of our children for wars started with lies, and I think the answer has to be no. So the value of the panel and of getting the message out, and I'm going to assign the homework over the weekend to talk to everybody that you know about 9/11 and how the official story has got serious problems with it. Because the very best way that we can prevent a new 9/11 is by creating that moment of doubt. That if the people who are planning the new 9/11, if they sit in that little conference room inside the Pentagon or inside the basement of the White House or inside Tel Aviv and they say, you know, there's a real chance that, you know, a large portion of the people aren't going to buy this thing, no matter how much money we spend on the TV, you know, the TV networks. They're not going to buy. That moment of pause, they may call it off. Doubt is our most potent weapon against a new 9/11. So do make a point of checking in with the website. I'm going to put the link up over this next commercial break. And do make a point of listening to the panels over the weekend about all these various issues. And some of them are legal. Some of them, as Lenny said, important one about the very obvious attempt to manufacture Islamophobia in this country. And that's not what America is about. We're not a nation that pounds on any one religion. We are a nation of all religions. That's the way we were set up. If we fall for the same dirty trick that Hitler pulled with the Jews, only this time it's Americans, you know, and with the Muslims, if we fall for it, we have done more damage to what it is to be America and the United States than any terrorist could ever hope to do. We lose our soul when we start acting in the manner that we're being told we should be acting. You know, bash the Muslims. Who benefits from that? The Christians and the Jews, obviously. And, you know, if I still maintain a big part of Israel's agenda is to get the Christians and the Muslims to kill each other off. Get them out of the way for Israel's planned expansion into Eretz Israel. So we got to be very, very careful about that. We have world leaders who love to create wars, and they love to lie to their populations. Look, governments lying to their people is nothing new. You know, it goes all the way back at least to Ramses the Great, who lied to his own subjects about his victory over the Hittites at Kadesh because he thought he could get away with it, and in his time he did. So the bottom line here, we know governments lie, and history teaches us about all the rulers who lied to their people. It's just our schools have always tried to sell us this idea that because we're America, our leaders don't do that. And, of course, that's nonsense. It's not only nonsense, it's racist. It's racist to assume our government is not just as corrupted and dishonest and warmongering and greedy and oligarchical as every other government on planet Earth just because we're Americans. It doesn't work that way. Our government is honest only when we, the American people, are willing to kick down the doors of our public buildings, go in there, grab the leaders, tar and feather them, and kick them out into the street hard enough to bounce three times. We will have an honest government when we, the people, are willing to make the price of a lie outweigh its benefit and profit. And we will not have an honest government until we have the strength of purpose and the moral courage to do that. All righty, so we're coming down here. We've got a few minutes left. The phone lines are open. Oh, and we've got a caller, Dan in California. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Oh, actually, it's David.
David, okay.
Yeah, hey, Michael.
David, aloha. Thank you for joining the show.
Yeah, greetings. Yeah, well stated, that last little rant you did. You know, I wish I could have gotten on with Lenny. He used to run that show on Free Speech TV. It's one of the satellite channels, and, man, I miss it. I guess he hasn't been airing for 6 or 8 months or more, so it's a real shame to not catch it every day.
Money is a problem. Money is a problem.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, you know, I was at the 9/11 conference here in Oakland last night. It kicked off last night. It'll go till, what, the 13th or something like that, the 9th through the 13th. So it was a very good lineup. And one of the things that was interesting, have you ever interviewed anybody from Project Censored?
I have, but not in a while. I need to, you know, I lost my show booker, and I need to start getting more and more guests on this show. And, you know, people are willing to send in recommendations.
Sure.
I got to get these people lined up.
Sure. In particular, Peter Phillips is a former director. I guess he was a professor up there at Sonoma State here in California. And he helped work with the original founder of Project Censor. I guess they're in, trying to think if they're in the 25th anniversary now or something like that. It's been going quite a little while.
For a very long time, yes.
Yeah, and he ran, in part of his speech last night, he first of all ran off how many different stories he laid out in the 2003 issue. I guess the 2001 issue had already come out, the 2002 issue had a few stories in it, but the 2003 issue was like 15 different major things, from the anthrax to the put options to all of the different layout of different issues regarding 9/11, and there were almost 15, and then he laid out, I think, 2006 and 2007 were issues, but one of the other things he raised was that at the current, like, rate, there's constantly new evidence coming out, and he's noticing that some media will cover it. But, you know, obviously the big media is going to censor it every bit of the way, but the progressives, he's noticing, are kind of giving up on talking about 9/11. And one of the things that crossed my mind was that, you know, in order to repair this, it might be that so-called progressives are not hanging around with the people, the technical experts. So say, for example, if you had a forensics expert on, you know, why is it that, you know, of the 2,500 bodies that were scattered 300 yards in all directions, progressives don't necessarily hang around with forensics people, police departments, you know. Architects tend to hang around with real estate people, and real estate people don't hang around with progressives. So reporters are kind of in this position, and especially progressive reporters are not really in a position to be, you know, constantly, you know, hanging around at the same school or store, or, you know, various places that
we need to get to the point. We're almost at the end of the
well, it's, you know, in the as the 9/11 story gathers more evidence, there's a segment of the population that's not hearing that evidence because the experts are not hanging around with the reporters. And
I'm not sure that that's exactly what's going on. My experience has been that modern reporters coming out of journalism schools, they're taught hair and makeup and everything. They're not given a technical background.
Oh, I'm not talking about those guys, because everybody knows they're going to censor the story. I'm talking about the, you know, like Amy Goodman or, you know, some of the other, you know, she doesn't talk about 9/11 much at all. And the idea is that, you know, does she hang around with you know, flight controllers and people like this that would have knowledge of how the whole scenario
it's
totally stupid.
It's
you know.
A complicated issue here.
Sure.
And I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're almost to the end
of the
segment.
Well, you see where I'm going with it. It's Peter Phillips.
Okay, I got to talk. Okay, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're at the end of the segment here. What's going on with Amy Goodman is the same thing that's going on with Alex Jones, where they have received a lot of funding to grow their operations, but the people who are providing the funding are imposing some rules and restrictions. And I can't put it any more bluntly than that. You know, vested interests bought up our corporate media, and now they're trying to buy up the alternative media. And that's just a reality that we need to be aware of. So, you know, I'm sorry to cut you off like that. You know, and the other part of it is that Amy Goodman may not be comfortable talking to technical people because she gets uncomfortable talking about things that her own experience and education have not prepared her for. Okay, we got to take a break here for commercials. Thank you for the call, and Dave, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Doru in Calgary.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're coming to the top of hour number one here. Doru in Calgary, aloha, welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Everybody in Canada, United States, around the world, hello. In justice, steps to 9/11 in commemoration. I would like to bring into play the close now and defunct the 9/11 investigation. And I would like to point out to everybody listening that that can be the acid test for any politician running in Canada for a prime minister or United States. doesn't matter. I invite everybody, just like I pointed out in my short book, Recipe for a Nation, that there is a broad silver line to the unfortunate 9/11 event. And that broad silver line is that asking the future politician running in elections to have a commitment to reopen that investigation will become the acid test for generations to come, to weed out in one short question, are you willing to reopen the 9/11 investigation? If not,
well,
we know who you are.
It sounds good. It sounds good. But, I mean, look at Barack Obama. You know,
lies.
He made
the
all these
Obama
promises.
Lies. Yeah.
He made all these promises during his campaign. The only one he's actually kept is he bought his kids a dog. Other than that, it was all smoke. And so I'm sorry, you know, I don't think we can talk to a candidate and say, I will vote for you if you'll do X, because they'll say, oh, yes, I'll do X. And then when they get elected, they say, well, you know, I really tried hard to do X, but those gosh darned opposition legislators, the other side of the aisle, they blocked me. They kept me from doing the job that you wanted me to do. Frankly, you know, I think as a class, I'm ready to start saying, you know, if we're going to ever bring back the concentration camps, I think politicians should be the first ones in there.
At least we should try. At least we should try.
I'll tell you what, the only advice I'm going to do is if you see a candidate who's up there screaming about what a great friend to Israel they are, vote them out of office.
Absolutely.
If they're a friend of Israel, they can't be a friend of America, not after last May.
Right away. The same with Stephen Harper here in Canada, who's a friend of Israel, in spite of all the 52 over United Nations resolution against unresolved against Israel, and on and on and on. He's still pushing the idea that Canada is a friend of Israel. This guy's out to lunch. It's a danger to Canada. And I invite everybody, Canadians, to pay attention.
That's exactly right. Okay, that's exactly right. I'm, you know, and like I was saying, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're almost at the end of the hour here. No government can serve two masters. No man can serve two masters. No government can serve two masters. Anybody who's up there saying they're a friend of Israel, they are not a friend of you. Not after last May. And we need to get these Israel firsters out of our country, because the more and more power they get, the more the rest of us are living like the Palestinians. And I don't want that for me or for the next generation. The highest morality that all of us have to follow is that we will leave to the next generation a better world than the world that was left to us. And our generation is failing that miserably. If you ever see the movie Kingdom of Heaven, the blacksmith who becomes eventually the defender of Jerusalem, says, what is a man who does not make the world a better place? We're failing to make a better world for the next generation that follows along to us. We're leaving them a war of crushing debt, financial servitude and enslavement, endless war, and religious hysteria and fanaticism. And we ought not to be doing that. So, you know, the only advice, the only policy I'm putting out there, this next election, if they're a friend of Israel, they're no friend of America. Vote them out. Get rid of them. And it's beginning to work. Most candidates now, they're keeping their friend of Israel campaign separate from the regular websites. You have to be very, very careful. You have to actually research. You can go to their websites and you won't see a thing about Israel. But it's going out in the mailers to the Jewish vote and the Jewish financial backers. And inevitably, they take trips to Israel to prove their electable bona fides here. We're going to take a quick break for the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
With recent